This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
At a campaign rally, former President Trump said he would debate President Biden anytime, any place, and then he pointed to an empty podium on the stage. And now Trump and Biden are both polling 80 points behind the podium.
The podium joke that was hanging out there. Joe Biden, no debate for him because you know why, don't you? It's because of his brain. His brain, she's a broke. She's a no good. That a brain of his. She's a no work. Well, happy Monday to you and welcome. Did you enjoy the giant earthquake? It was huge. Most terrifying experience of my life. Watching network news talk about an earthquake that in California they would have completely ignored. Yeah, earthquake in California, whatever. And so, you know what reminded me of that Canadian wildfire smoke? Remember the smoke from the Canadian wildfires? They had all these multiple wildfires in Canada. Turns out most of them were arson, I think. Didn't they conclude that after an exhaustive investigation, most of them were arson? Environmentalists, you know. But I told you about this as it was happening. My brothers in Chicago were telling me they're being smoked out by these wildfires in Canada, another country altogether, America's largest national park, Canada, America's hat. And they were having all these wildfires, and when Chicago was being smoked out for 2 weeks, honestly, you could hang meat on Michigan Avenue that time frame, and it'd be smoked. And the media in New York could have cared less. Could have cared less. I had a brilliant listener straighten me out on this the other day, and then I immediately reverted on that day. The media, it would have been impossible for the media to have cared less. See, much more appropriate phrasing right there. They should have cared more. There are a number of different ways of saying the same thing. But then the smoke, and the smoke was smoking out Detroit. It was smoking out Chicago. It was smoking out Minneapolis and St. Paul, where George Floyd is from. And he's the sainted George Floyd of the Democrat Party. You know, fentanyl head, meth head, all that stuff. Criminal, career criminal, attacking, assaulting the police, resisting arrest. Typical Democrat, honestly. And but never mind that, I digress. And then the smoke reached New York City. And when the smoke reached New York City, then it was a news story. Then it was a big, big news story. Then it was wall-to-wall cable news coverage. Even Don Lemon, he was being smoked like a piece of meat, too. And he got married over the weekend. Did you see Don Lemon got married over there? He didn't have a lot of guests. It was like O.J. Simpson and Harvey Weinstein. Okay, not really. I made that up. But wait till you see who was at Don Lemon's wedding, because it's nobody you'd want at your wedding. People that are known for the crimes they've committed. You know, liberals who are known for the crimes they've committed. But I'll get to that later. So the smoke finally reached New York City from the Canadian wildfires. And then it was a big story when it was affecting Chicago and Detroit and Cleveland and Cincinnati. They could have cared less. The Upper Peninsula, they could have cared less. Upstate New York, they could have cared less. But when it reached New York City, then it was a big story. Then it was a big, big story. And the same rule applies to the earthquake. On Friday, it was very exciting. What was it? 4.8 earthquake. And some people said they felt it around Washington, D.C. We were on the radio at the time. We didn't feel the earthquake in the studio, I can tell you that much. But, you know, this place is always rocking. Oh, shut up. And the earthquake was a big deal because the news media headquarters buildings were affected. And it's not the usual, you know, throwing people in front of subway trains and cranes falling on people stuff. The muggings in Times Square, all that stuff. Not the usual New York stuff. So that was kind of, that was fun. That was kind of a big deal. And did you see there is a left-wing Green Party candidate for Senate, for the United States Senate in the state of New York, who declared that the earthquake was another example, what is it now, of global warming, of climate change, that global warming, climate change caused the earthquake, which was epicentered in New Jersey and radiated outward from there, as earthquakes often do. And this, this woman, this left-wing radical, they're all mental. What happened to them? They're all just mental people. They need to be taken away by the wrist and elbow and, you know, given some kind of medication to calm them down, because they're all mental cases. And, she said that, will the horrors of climate change never end? I just felt an earthquake thing. We never have earthquakes. It's climate change. It's like, lady, you're a mental dwarf. You're suffering from mental dwarfism. Can you say dwarf? Or is that just like when you have the dwarf throwing contests in Australia? Or are those midget throwing contests? I'm not sure. I'll have to look those up. That's amazing stuff. So we got that. We've got, and today is the big eclipse. And if you've been paying close attention, then you would know that the eclipse is also climate change, because everything is climate change. Oh, and Greta von Thunberg, you know her, she's hilarious. She's now 21 years old. She's 21 years old. Oh, they blow up so fast. And she was arrested over the weekend. And then she was released. And then she was arrested again. And now she's at, Madame Latex's House of Horrors, where she the handcuffs and the leg restraints. But never mind that. So, they're protesting the weather at The Hague. At The Hague, because they think that people need to be brought up on war crimes charges because of the weather, because they're all mental.
There's no planet blah, 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 blah.
I agree with her there. That's the one area where we've found agreement right there. There is no blah, 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 plan, blah, blah, blah. But she was arrested once over the weekend, and then let go, and then arrested again, because she went back to get arrested again because she liked it so much the first time. She's like, why did you take the handcuffs off? I don't think they even handcuffed her there. Do they, I don't know what they do, but it's The Hague. They do spankings there. Do they still do spankings?
How dare you?
It's like the Middle Ages. It's a crazy place. So we got that going for us. But there's a lot more, because Joe Biden is planning on forgiving student debt by the trillions of dollars, and he doesn't care what the law is. He doesn't care what the Supreme Court says. He could care less about any of this stuff. Just nuts. Also, the great one, Mark Levin, posted a fun video over the weekend of a woman. She's a woman, a real woman, from what I can tell. Not like a Democrat woman, you know, with a penis and stuff. But this woman ticked off. She challenging the conventional wisdom, which is definitely conventional, but definitely not wisdom, that those darn Israelis are creating a famine in the Gaza. And that's just another lie, like the 30,000 dead, and it's all women and children, because they lie about everything. They're terrorists, and their friends are left-wingers. So everybody lies about everything in that circle fest in a hot tub right there. But this nice woman laid out the math. Hey, wait a minute. The Israelis have provided X number of dollars and X number of truckloads of food for Y number of people. How could they possibly be suffering from a famine? They should all be, you know, belching, laying on their back, watching cable TV, and, from being overfed, because the Israelis are overfeeding the enemy. Kind of a thing. Amazing stuff. And Joe Biden. Joe Biden shoving Israel under the bus, and then pretending that he's not, because they're talking out of both sides of their mouths. They love the terrorist vote, the jihad vote. It's an important vote for the Democrat Party, especially in Michigan and Minnesota. So they're pandering to the jihadis, to Al-Qaeda and ISIS and Hamas. And they're on their side. And Iran, which is the granddaddy of them all at this point. You know, originally that was the Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt, but setting that aside for now. The Democrats, Biden and Obama and the Democrats, they fund Iran, which means that they're funding Hamas and the Houthis and Hezbollah. That is, Joe Biden is, with our tax dollars, because the left is not on our side. But we got this amazing thing. And also, anybody talking about the hostages there? You know, there are Americans being held hostage by radical Islamic terrorist jihadis in Gaza. And Joe Biden hasn't mentioned them, I think, ever. We looked at that last week, and I think he had a one line in the State of the Union about the hostages, but he's not lifting a finger to have the American hostages being held by radical Islamic jihadis in Gaza in the middle of a war. And our president has nothing to say about it because he's too busy going to Baltimore and saying, oh, yeah, you guys think this is bad. I lost my son, Bo. And it's just, honestly, somebody needs to walk Joe away. Again, I keep having this image of like a nice lady in a nurse's outfit taking him by the elbow and by the wrist and just kind of, let's walk this way now, Joseph. Let's go over here because you're not up to whatever it is you think you're doing. Amazing stuff. Your president and mine, Joseph Robinette Biden. That is amazing. And attacking President Trump by saying, oh, yeah, he's spending all his money on legal bills. And then they giggle because they're abusing their power in Atlanta. They're abusing their power in New York. They're abusing their power in Washington. They're abusing their power in the White House. And they're abusing their power in the Justice Department to persecute and prosecute the political enemies of the Democrat Party. Just amazing stuff. So we got that. And yeah, lots of it. I do love this woman that Mark Levin posted explaining why there is no famine in Gaza. Just another, the lies are so numerous. They're so big. Also, we had the women's basketball, college basketball championship yesterday, which my best girl and I watched. And we wanted Iowa. I wanted Iowa. My best girl wanted Iowa to win. And that didn't happen. And we're sad about that. But life is that way sometimes. Also, with the eclipse this afternoon, first the earthquake, now the eclipse. Can the Armageddon be far behind? Just extraordinary. The things we have going on, and it's climate change, because don't you know, that's your Democrat Party. They think that climate change is responsible for earthquakes and solar eclipses. Not a lot of bright people. And this woman is running for the Senate, the first one there. Yeah, Joe Biden has already forked over $146 billion buying votes from, you know, student loans. They're paying off student loans for people and saying, vote for us. We'll give you cash money because we're that corrupt. Boy, are we corrupt. We're amazingly, almost unbelievably corrupt. 4 million students, $146 billion. We got the Secretary of the Department of Education, who nobody's ever heard of, because this cabinet, Joe Biden's cabinet, is the most invisible cabinet ever. And if we had a news media, they might bring it up every now and then, but we really don't. Miguel Cardona is the Secretary of the Department of Education, and he's like, hey, we're giving away free stuff to buy votes. None of this should be done in English. We had another 737, Boeing 737 incident also. The cowling around the engine peeling off like a Twilight Zone episode with a gremlin on the wing. And it was pretty weird. Was Shatner on this plane? I'm not sure. A Southwest flight, Southwest Airlines flight from Denver to Houston. And they had another, boy, they had another thing, didn't they? And it's kind of amazing what's happening with the Boeing Aircraft Corporation, one of the great companies in the history of companies. And one of the, obviously, 737 is one of the great airplanes of all time. It's like the DC-3 in the era of prop planes and the 737 in the era of jet airliners. And it's really bizarre what's happening there. Does it have to do with the Chinese or with DEI and putting all the wrong people in all the wrong positions? Because this flurry of negativity, the nattering nabobs of negativity coming from the Boeing Aircraft Corporation it's unprecedented. I like that word. That's one of those Washington words. It's unprecedented. So lots and lots of stuff to get to. Yeah, and an update on Israel and Chef Jose Andres. 7 people killed in a strike in the Gaza, which is a war zone. And Jose Andres, a left-wing extremist, is attacking the Jews and blaming the Jews. Well, it turns out that Jose Andres and his people and their Hamas buddies might have been motorcading together, might have been in a convoy together. Why would the Feed the Terrorist chefs, gourmet food for ghouls, why would they be traveling in a convoy with Hamas leadership, thus inviting madness? That is coming up today as well. We have states of emergency being declared because of the eclipse. We've got Joe Biden maybe kept off the ballot in Ohio. That'd be hilarious, wouldn't it? But that's only if they don't break the law. So it's agreed they'll break the law, as they so often do, without any consequence and without any aggressive news reporting on it either. So we've got, yeah, let's keep Joe Biden off the ballot in Ohio. Because, turnabout is fair play, as they say.
Hey, it's Chris Plant. Excited to tell you about our July 2024 Listener Sea Cruise. We'll be sailing around the British Isles, visiting Scotland and Ireland. Please join us. Visit ChrisPlantCruise.com.
Seeking the truth never gets old. Introducing June's Journey, the free-to-play mobile game that will immerse you in a thrilling murder mystery. Join June Parker as she uncovers hidden objects and clues to solve her sister's death in a beautifully illustrated world set in the roaring 20s. With new chapters added every week, the excitement never ends. Download June's Journey now on your Android or iOS device, or play on PC through Facebook Games.
Now, did you all get vaccinated? Did y'all get vaccinated for the eclipse? There's the eclipse this afternoon. There's a new specific vaccine. It's a 3-shot regimen, but you can start today. Fauci is advocating for the eclipse vaccine. America 2024, we've gotten pretty weird. Remember, you just have an eclipse and the kids go out in the schoolyard. Now we're shutting down schools and burying kids underground because there's an eclipse today. Let's take a phone call, Michael. Let's go to, we are, of course, at 888-630-9625. Let's go to Chris calling from New Jersey, United States of America. I don't know where in New Jersey, though, Chris. Chris, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
How you doing, Chris? North Jersey. I was saying that, of course, he's not going to debate, not because he can't, but because he doesn't care. Everything he does shows that he doesn't care, right? He doesn't care what his people think. All they're going to do is trot out, oh, Trump bad. That's it, because his voters are that stupid, right? They don't care. They've been radicalized and they're just possessed of demons. So, they're following, Satan, of course, because that's who Joe Biden is. He's basically Satan at this point.
Well, they do have after school Satan club for the kids.
Democrat clubs, basically.
Yeah.
And real quick, just I was saying about, I want to say something last week. I called in. The best way in June, is when everybody flies the rainbow flags, the Shirtloff case. So if they fly the rainbow flags, people then can go to their towns. If their towns like fly that flag, can go to their towns and say, okay, well now you have to fly a Christian flag. And then what's happening, I've seen in a couple towns here, is they're changing their policy because I'm going to them saying, oh, nobody can request flags.
Yeah, and it's either everyone can or no one can.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
Yeah, this Jose Andres guy, left-wing radical chef, And the Bushy Bonds sect loves their celebrity chefs, don't they? They love their chefs because go and slurp French Chardonnay, nothing too fussy, and eat $600 meals with their friends. And, you know, and then you go help the terrorists. And the Democrat Party is entirely on the wrong side of everything today. Hamas, carjackers, people that throw women in front of subway trains in New York, punch women in the face. You know, those are all the Democrats. Pretty amazing time we're in. And the update, which the Jerusalem Post has on what happened to Jose Andres, seven aid workers. They're aid workers. You know, gourmets for ghouls. They're going there to feed the terrorists, the mass murderers, the torturers, the kidnappers, the rapists. Hey, they need our help with gourmet food. Remarkable stuff. In fact, I think I'd like to get to this because this is a remarkable post. And I first saw the post. Actually, my best girl sent me the post, told me about it, and then sent me the post. But it's a wonderful post. Mark Levin, the great one, I saw posted it, and he reposted a David Brody X post. And a remarkable moment, I thought, in watching this. Now, we've talked about this before. The Democrats and Hamas, again, in bed together, seems ironic, but I've been saying for years they have no sense of irony, am I right? And they've been saying that based on Hamas numbers, Hamas, and they have, you know, like a health board or something, a health department in Gaza, because that is their two-state solution. Joe Biden's two-state solution involves winning the jihad vote in Michigan and in Minnesota. That's his two-state solution because they want to hold on to power in the White House to continue to wreck the world because that's their thing. But the Gaza people, the terrorist army, they've been claiming that the terrible, awful Israelis have killed over 30,000 people, you see? And, you know, they leave out the fact that the terrorists keep firing rockets and missiles into Israel, hoping to kill anybody they can kill because they're genocidal ghouls who are hell-bent on murdering the entire state of Israel and wiping out the country from the river to the sea, from the Jordan River to the Mediterranean Sea. But this claim of more than 30,000 dead at the hands of the Israelis has been debunked again and again, all right? And their mathematicians have looked at it, statisticians have looked at it, and they've said just the basic math of the claims being made by Hamas and their so-called health ministry or whatever it is, just the math doesn't make sense. They claim that the exact same number of people are killed in the Gaza every day without any deviation, even though there have been pauses for, you know, more than a week here and more than a week there. And they say, oh, yeah, same number of people killed every day. That's because they're lying. They lie all the time. And when NPR says, oh, yeah, Gaza death toll surpasses 30,000, and then they say the NPR headline, but it's an incomplete count. It's a dishonest count. It's a false count. It's a propaganda count, but it's fine with the Associated Press and National Panhandler Radio and the New York Times, and I'm looking at all their headlines right now. But if you are interested, you can take a look at all of the different people who have debunked this because the number is not true. The number is not true. The Tablet magazine had a good piece March 6th, how the Gaza Ministry of Health fakes casualty numbers. And then the American Enterprise Institute, don't fall for Hamas's numbers game. And honestly, just statisticians and mathematicians have looked at the claims made by Hamas and pointed out that this is all mathematically impossible. How many people are actually killed? It's kind of hard to say. They kill a lot of their own people, too, because they're a terrorist army and they're totalitarian, and the hobnailed boot of the Hamas state is firmly on the neck of the people there. But again and again, this has been debunked, their fake 30,000 number. Now, let's go on to the latest debunking, because The nice lady that that posted on X did a great job of laying out some of the fun facts of aid that we've given. Again, Jose Andres and seven people killed. And they keep telling us that there is a famine in the Gaza. Now, the Gaza is an area along the Mediterranean Sea. It borders Egypt to the south, and the Egyptians wouldn't let anybody in there from the Palestinian side because they don't like the Palestinians. They know that the Palestinians, or that let's just say they've concluded that the Palestinians are trouble. And so they built their wall higher when all of this started on their border with southern Israel and Gaza, because they're happy to have the Israelis come in and out, the Egyptians are, but not the Gazans, not the Palestinians, because they've got a very, very bad reputation. And with good reason, they've earned that bad reputation over the course of generations. Now, the latest thing is there's a famine. There's a famine there, you see. And yet the Israelis keep funneling food into the Gaza. Radical Islamic jihadi terrorists, genocidal lunatics run it. So they're stealing everything, you see. And, you know, they do it at gunpoint. And they'll bash your teeth in with a rifle butt to steal another shawarma from you. But never mind that. Al Jazeera with the headline today. More than 300 aid trucks enter Gaza as Palestinians battle starvation. See, they're battling starvation there. Now, Al Jazeera is almost as dishonest as the Washington Post and NBC News, but probably not quite. And yesterday, NBC fake news, World Central Kitchen, that's Jose Andres, World Central Kitchen aid workers' killings were not an isolated incident. You see, that's because the Israelis are the bad guys here, not the radical Islamic terror group, any of that stuff. So the this alleged famine that's being inflicted by the Israelis, yet day after day, you see headlines. Israel says 322 aid trucks entered Gaza, and pay no attention to that. The 7.9 million pound package, that's British money pounds, Gaza pledged $9.7 million aid package by UK government arrives. Hey, yay, the aid package has arrived. We're providing the enemies of civilization with food and, I assume, ammunition, too. You got to give them ammo because that's what they really want. Now, let's go to this lady, this nice lady, who posted the video. And Mark Levin posted it on X. And David Brody, a math lesson for all Israel haters, is the headline. Pay attention and get smart. Now, here's this lovely woman doing the math on the aid going into Gaza under the umbrella of discussion about the genocide, right, and the famine in Gaza. Now, listen to this.
Is there famine in Gaza? If so, is it Israel's fault? I am here with a math lesson, not girl math, actual math. So far, Israel has sent in about 234,000 tons of food to Gaza. According to calculations based on the UN's World Food Program, it would take 4,287 tons of food to feed the 2.2 million Palestinians in Gaza for 1 week. So how long could this 234,000 tons of food last the entire population of Gaza? Well, what is 234,000, the amount of food sent in by Israel so far, divided by 4,287? The amount of food needed per week to feed the 2.2 million civilians of Gaza. Well, look at that. It's 54.58, meaning enough food for 54 and a half weeks. That's over a year. How many weeks has this war been going on? About 25. So according to basic math, Israel has sent in more than double the amount of food needed. Perplexing, isn't it?
That is kind of perplexing, I've got to say. And we're lied to a lot by our media, by our government, by our elected political leaders. We're lied to more than ever before. I've been paying attention for quite some time now. And the lie is winning. The truth is in retreat. Western civilization is in retreat. And the truth is a vitally important part of that. And a legitimate fourth estate, a news media that holds feet to the fire equally and not corruptly. Big problem in the United States. But They say 30,000 Gazans have been killed. That number has been debunked again and again and again. But our corrupt, filthy, rotten, stinking, anti-Semitic news media, and a lot of them are Jews, and they're anti-Semites. It's amazing. And they lie to us about the number, the 30,000 number. And then they tell us, you find headline after headline after headline. And, oh, there's a famine there. Oh, the poor people in Gaza are starving. And then you just take, here's a nice, smart woman who sits down and says, well, let's look at the numbers. She crunches the numbers as any, you know, first-year accounting student could do. But the New York Times and CNN are apparently incapable of doing. And they say, well, wait a minute. You guys have been given by your enemy, by the people that you're trying to massacre. You're trying to perpetrate genocide against the people that are feeding you. Talk about biting the hand that feeds you. And you want to destroy the state that provides you with electricity. And trust me, if Israel went away, electricity would go away because these guys can't do it for themselves. They also depend on Israel for drinking water, for fresh water, because they take the water out of the Mediterranean and desalinate that water to turn it into drinking water. Thanks to Israel, the people of Gaza have clean drinking water. Thanks to Israel, the people of Gaza have electricity. Thanks to Israel, the people of Gaza have food. In fact, they have twice as much food as they would need, according to this analysis that you just listened to. They have twice as much food as they've actually needed over this period of time. But it was a great summary, just like the mathematicians dismantling the claim that 30,000 people have been killed when, again, any, if not any first-year accounting student, first certainly any first-year accounting class could crunch the numbers as a group and say, well, wait a minute, how could 30? That doesn't make any sense. Statistically and mathematically, it's impossible that this trend line stays exactly the same when there are pauses and stops and starts in the combat. Doesn't make any sense that we'd have the same numbers accumulating day after day. Just makes no sense. But doesn't matter because Democrats are in charge of the news media and of the government. And so they lie to us. We know they're lying to us. They know we know they're lying to us. But they keep lying to us. I'm now quoting the Soviet author Elena Gorakova in her book, A Mountain of Crumbs, talking about what things were like in the Soviet Union. So 2 million people, the population there. The Israelis have delivered 234,000 tons of food. That's a lot of food. I don't think we've gone through that in Washington, D.C. That's pretty amazing stuff. All right, let's grab another phone call, Michael. Let's go to Drew, calling from Annapolis, Maryland, home of the United States Naval Academy. Drew, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Good morning, Chris.
Hey, Drew.
Second-time caller. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet.
You were speaking about Greta earlier in the eclipse. I just wanted to inform your audience. Greta actually contacted me this morning, and I felt the duty to inform your audience of some concerning news, if I may.
Certainly.
At the eclipse today in Ohio, when the full eclipse happens, Greta has informed me that Aztec and Mayan priest spirits will rise out of the ground to take bloodlust vengeance upon us white colonizers who have stolen the land here. And of course, global warming is also to blame for what we've done to the earth and the soil and the air, et cetera, et cetera. And she told me that only the shedding of a MAGA maiden will satisfy the bloodlust of the Aztec Mayan priest. So I was hoping you could maybe give some advice to the leaders of what we should, a course of action we should take next. So I'll take your answer off the air.
Thank you. Thank you, Drew. Yeah, I got to say, we are this close. I'm holding my right index finger 1 inch over my right thumb. We are this close to being there. I mean, you know, and then the Mayan Aztec chieftains will rise from the ashes and they'll return to child human sacrifices, which the Democrats are very much involved in. Speaking of which, President Trump posted a video this morning with a, it's a 4-minute video on abortion, and I'm going to, and his position on abortion, I'm going to share that with you also. But for the Democrat Party, you know, their position on abortion is right up to the moment of birth. And, you know, that's the child human sacrifice, just like the ancient Mayans and Aztecs and Incans, as they sacrificed lots of children. And, you know, Drew, back before the Europeans arrived here and colonized the Americas, which the Democrats would have preserved as kind of a wild animal park with no motor vehicles and no electricity, and they could come here in their Range Rovers and bounce around taking pictures of the people that would have been left behind by history, because that's the Democrats' plan. They don't like what they call the colonization of the Americas, you know, when modernity was brought to North America and then South America. You're welcome, honestly. But we are this close to being that primitive society. And it's true, the Greta von Thunbergs of the world, the brainwashed, delusional, indoctrinated many, the Democrat Party's base, crazy. But Drew got a call. She was contacted by Greta von Thunberg today. The rising, the Aztecs, the Mayans, they're rising. Child sacrifices will return. And they did it for the weather. They wanted better crops and better rainy seasons. That's why they sacrificed the children. Pretty much what the Democrats have returned to today, what the left has returned to. Got to sacrifice the children, fewer people, in order to change the weather so we can have a better crop season next year. Everything old is new again. The more modern, the more progressive they are, the more primitive they tend to be.
This is all wrong.
Afford Anything talks about how to avoid common pitfalls, how to refine your mental models, and how to think about how to think.
Paula, while certainly you can mess up on $1 million a year, it is far less likely than it is on $30,000 a year.
Right.
I would meet wonderful people that were struggling with a budget that was super tight. It was 100%. You need to make more money.
Make smarter choices and build a better life.
Afford Anything, wherever you listen.
All right. We've got a full basket here today. Let us, we've got the big eclipse today, solar eclipse today, and the earthquake on Friday. And this has the, you know, as Drew was sort of mocking earlier, this has the left wing, the pagans panicking and saying it's all connected, because it's not, and they're wrong about everything. So let's go to Rick calling from Elmwood Park, New Jersey. Rick, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Hey, Chris, thanks for taking the call.
You betcha.
Yeah, this was on Jesse Waters on Friday. UN advisor Aisha Siddiqui said the climate crisis is man-made, and it's not just man-made, it's white man-made. It's the result of capitalism and years of colonialism, and the way we protect our planet is when we protect the most vulnerable communities among us, and this includes Black trans women. Explain that to me.
Well, it's, you know, the explanation, I think, is that mental illness is more commonplace than ever before. And these people are all demented, and it's a cult. There are millions and millions of them. The Democrat Party has successfully done this to a lot of people. And I've got a candidate in New York for you who believes that the earthquake was caused by white men, too.
The Bigger Pockets portfolio of podcasts are worthy of your investment.
We're having a real conversation as real estate investors.
New episodes available every day.
It's important to buy where it makes money and not necessarily where you want to travel to.
Bigger Pockets, On the Market, Rookie Real Estate, or Money Podcast.
The purpose of flipping is to create more cash so then you can reinvest into other types of properties.
The Bigger Pockets podcast on YouTube or wherever you listen.